interview with Dr. Granny Cohen conducted by Boubacar Samaté on the 1st of April 1996 at the International House of Jacksonville State University. And the subject of the interview is anything concerned with the International House. could you tell me now your name, your full name?
Okay. Full name is Grinley Curran.
And your father's name?
That was William F. Curran, Jr.
William F. Curran. That's nice. What about your mom's name?
Her name was Grace Grinley Curran.
Grace?
Mm-hmm.
Were you born in the U.S.?
Yes, I was born in South Carolina.
What about your parents?
Yeah, my dad was born in Boston, Massachusetts. My mom was born in San Francisco, California.
That's great. That's a wide distance, though. Is it a long distance?
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's clean across the country.
Yeah,
right.
That's a long distance. Do you have any brothers?
Yeah, I got a brother and a sister. Brother is older. He's 2 years older than me, and sister is 9 years younger.
They both living there?
Yes, both living there.
Did you go to school in Alabama?
No, I didn't. I went to school up north. I went to school at West Point in New York.
Did you live with your parents?
Not when I went to school.
Okay.
No, I did not. It was a boarding school. It was the United States Military Academy is where I went. So you had to live there.
Okay. I understand they're one of the best schools, though.
Well, they worked as hard enough. I don't know how good they are. Yeah, they worked just about 14, 15 hours a day. They got their money's worth.
Does that mean you were once in the military? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. How long did you serve?
23 years. 23
years?
23,
yeah. What is your date of birth, sir?
What I do?
What was your date of birth?
Oh, date of birth. 20 November 1939.
Oh, okay.
Long time. Old,
long time.
Right? yeah, old compared to you guys.
Yeah, that's very old. Much older than I was. Did you participate in any intercollegiate sports?
Not intercollegiate.
What about high school?
High school, I was on the marksmanship team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which schools did you attend? Which high school?
High school, I attended North Fulton High School in Atlanta, Georgia. It's an Atlanta city school.
And college?
College, I went to the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. And then I went my master's at Columbia University. And then I took further courses at University of Alabama. So that's right, I did go. You asked about Alabama, yeah. After master's, I went to Alabama.
What was your major?
Education. Oh, no, in college, undergraduate, it was, at West Point, you get a general engineering degree, basically like a civil engineering. At Columbia University, it was French, and then at Alabama, it was education, administration of education.
Okay.
So I really had three different fields.
Three different fields.
Yeah, I really had.
From engineering and education?
That's right. I went from science to liberal arts to very practical.
So how were you able to put all those things together?
Well, one idea was all really in that at West Point, as an undergraduate, I had studied French. And then I, had, as a military officer, I had lived in places where French was spoken. And so I'd had informal French, and then I was sent to France for a year. So I had some formal courses in France. And then I felt able to begin a master's program in French because I, you know, built on my very... But you forget a lot. I haven't really spoken. I haven't lived in a French-speaking country, which was Zaire, since 1978. So, as you probably know, it's amazing how much language you lose by not using it. And we're talking, 18 years ago that I lived in a place where I had to use it on a daily basis. And so you just forget vocabulary and forget words.
When did you come to
Jacksonville?
1985.
Yeah.
Started this office?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You came directly to this office, same position?
Yeah, the director of the National House. The old gallery. There's only been three directors of the program.
I thought the program had been on for a long time.
Since 1946. First guy was 46 to 64. That was Dr. Jones. And Dr. Stewart was 64 to 85. And I came here in 85. Yeah, and then I've been here ever since.
Okay.
There's only been three of us, yeah.
How did you become interested in the house?
Well, when I was... That's a good question. Let me ramble a little bit on that. In the military, you really do a lot more than just what you normally think. And several of my assignments, I was an instructor of French at the United States Military Academy. And I'd been an instructor at the Command and General Staff College. And those were two of my most enjoyable assignments. So I really knew I wanted something in education when I retired. And I had lived... One of my specialties in the military was foreign area officer, which means you're supposed... Mine was sub-Saharan Africa. So you're supposed to learn a language that's comparable to... Mine was French, which, you know, works in all the old French possessions. And you're supposed to serve a tour there, and I served several years in Zaire. So I knew I liked things international, and I knew I liked teaching. So I was looking for a job that would combine those. And I've been looking for about 2 years, because I was ready to get out of the Army. As luck would have it, and it's always luck when you find a job. A friend mentioned, look, there's this job at Alabama, and I don't know much about Alabama. I passed through, that's it. Said, is this exactly what you're looking for? I said, right, okay. So, you know, you send your letters and you send your resumes, and here I am. By luck.
Never lived in Alabama before?
No,
right?
No, I've never been there.
Now about the International House, what are the programs they offer?
Okay, some of the...
How it came about?
Oh, okay. Boy, that's a borrowed question.
Yeah.
Remember I said there were three directors?
Yes, sir.
The first guy, he was the professor of foreign languages here, and his specialty was French. And what he did in 1946 is he brought five students here from France, of course French speakers, real French students. And he mixed them with his American study in French, the French majors, and made them do things like they ate together, and then they got themselves a small house. This place wasn't built. They got a small house and started living together. But all the time, he made them speak French. And of course, so the Americans had this advantage of speaking French with these real Frenchmen. And the French kids actually helped teach French in the classroom. So it was a two-way street there. And then he expanded it to the other languages that we teach, which was German and Spanish. We started bringing in young people from Germany and Austria, and then all of South America and Spain. Yeah. So he started expanding the program, but still it was language oriented. That's because he was the head of the language department. And then when he retired in '64, the new guy came in, who was just an educator. He wasn't a language teacher, so he put the twist on it that it is today, the cultural exchange, where the name of the game now is, let's get the maximum number of different cultures that we can. And see that map? We actually, well, the map's blank now, but when Steph and I start picking students for next year, we try to make sure we get some South Americans, some Asians, some Europeans, Africans, and anywhere else that we can get. And to be total honest, it's usually pretty European heavy. We get most Africans from Europe. And they're the ones that traditionally have been here, as you notice. Well, Europe's got a lot of cultures, but a lot of countries. We get mostly Africans from Europe. They just seem to be more suited. They're more, and of course, I didn't finish answering that question. Now we're a cultural exchange program, not a language program. So the name of the game now is for these students to come here for 1 or 2 years. We learn about their country. They learn about America. They go home and spread the good word of what a good place America is, and we retain what a good place the Gambia is, or France, Holland, or wherever they came from. So that's what it's about now, is to mix the American students with as many different cultures as we can find, so we can learn from you guys. And you can learn from us. Two-way street, always. Yeah.
Does the house have any publications?
Well, they're outdated now. We got a couple of brochures that, tell you the truth, I ran out of them and I need to update it, but the new one's going to cost about $2,500, so I ain't got the money to make a new one yet. But do you want me to find you an old one? Would that help your project?
It's okay.
I used to have one up.
Okay.
But we used to have, it was a really like a recruiting brochure. It was just, And of course, we got applications for the foreign students, we got applications for American students.
Okay. And now, what about the finances?
Finance, a good question. Let me see where I start here. The program itself costs about $200,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that $200,000, that comes from the state. I mean, it's just like, you know, when JSU gets money from the state government to run the whole university, $200,000 goes to me. About half that is for the scholarships. Remember, we've got 20 international scholarships, and we've got 4 American counselor scholarships. So about half that is scholarships. The other $95,000 pays for electricity in this building, water. Those are kind of expensive, to tell you the truth. Electricity is like $20,000 a year. Maintenance of the building, to paint the full thing, my salary, my benefits, Nyla, the secretary's salary, her benefits, Steph's salary and benefits, and office supplies, this computer, the Xerox machine, all that kind of typical stuff that offices need. So it costs about $200,000 a year, and the state has been good about giving us that. Also, part of my job is to raise funds in what we call an endowment. An endowment is like that will help support scholarships, and we're doing that. We have about $500,000 in endowment. In a typical endowment, only the interest will go to scholarships. So, unfortunately, America, now you figure $500,000 is a lot of money, but interest is only about, you can get about 5%. So what's that, about $25,000 a year? So at best, we can only afford to pay for about 1/8 of the program so far. So we need an endowment of 8 times that, what, about $4 million.
How do we
people like Rotary Clubs give us money. We're trying to get industry to give us money, Coca-Cola, to support scholarships for international kids. You know, it's in their interest to do this, these multinational companies. Coca-Cola's one we're working on right now. No, they're supporting the Olympics, so why not support some scholarships here? So those are the kind of things we do for
that. How long can you live on that? Like, it seems like you don't even know the amount of money you're going to get every year. You just kind of lucky.
We couldn't live very long on our own.
Yeah, so.
But fortunately, the state is giving us the full amount needed. But you know how state money is. Sometimes you really can't count on it. It comes year to year. And that's why the quicker we can get an endowment, a full endowment, the better off we'll be.
So what is the main purpose of the house?